It's funny when a girl tells her story only to be told back that it's unrealistic. Almost as if they're afraid to believe it's real.
For everyone who doesn't know, my mom's a bitch, my dad shot himself, my life sucks, and my brother's on a watch list. Not in that order, or maybe, I don't know. But last year, that combination left me at the worst, most predatory school imaginable. At least I thought it was the worst school. But then I, like, talked to other people, and it turns out it wasn't that bad. Well, no, it was that bad. It was just really standard. Other girls saying their gym teacher wanted to bang them, their counselor texting them at 3 a.m. I was the only one with a white nationalist photography teacher, though, so I guess that's something. But here's the problem. Mom won't listen, the principal doesn't care, and I still have all of senior year to get through. My life's just a game. A sick, hopeless game. Like, I've never really been religious, but if God is some introvert loser sitting in their computer chair, I really hope they can help me through this.
Ugh. Ew, this rope is filthy.
What are you doing with the climbing rope?
Nothing, just moving it. Unrelated, do you know how to tie a noose?
Why would I know how to do that?
You were in the Girl Scouts?
Yeah, we learned how to tie knots to go on boats and shit, not hang ourselves.
Well, we're just assuming a whole lot today, aren't we?
Hey guys, what's going on? Why is the rope in here?
She was just asking me how to tie a noose.
And like, did you help her?
Should I?
Nicole, are you really trying to kill yourself again?
Yeah, no? Pick your favorite answer out of those.
Why would you help her tie a noose?
I didn't! Oh my god, I can't right now.
What's her problem?
What's your problem? We're not even 2 weeks back yet, and you're trying to hang yourself with the gym rope.
Dude, you have no idea what I had to witness this morning. The Jeffrey kid was doing cartoon voices for Mr. Burliday, and the guy just nodded, telling him he had a future in Hollywood.
Like he wasn't joking?
Yeah, so now he's just encouraged to go up to us talking like Elmo all day.
All right, yeah, I get it. But could you hold off on killing yourself for 2 more weeks? We're still partners on the lab, remember?
Oh, that's your motive for keeping me alive. Yeah, sure, no problem.
So, will I see you in science today?
About that. Why don't we just go out and do something else? Regardless of whatever you say, I'm not showing up to any class with Jeffrey for the rest of the week.
I exerted all that energy to keep you alive and you're still not gonna go?
You can come with me if you want.
I'm trying to get into a college after I graduate.
Fine, go to science and let Jeffrey do Elmo voice at you.
Oh god, where are you even going? Why did we come here if we don't even know what we want to buy?
Dude, we're literally in the mall, just figure it out.
Even if I do want something, it's just torture. I have like no money.
Who said we're buying anything? Just steal the shit.
Oh, okay. You think they have MSI stuff here?
The band?
Yeah, they're all in my shuffle, and they might be in town this Saturday.
Oh.
Is there a problem?
No, I'm just surprised you like MSI, because you're so normal.
Bitch, I could cut myself just as much as you do. I just have better shit to do, okay?
That's not how it... Okay, so what are we getting?
I want a CD. And a shirt if they have one.
It's one or the other.
Why can't we steal both?
You don't steal twice in the same trip. The only people here is us and some dad buying Skechers. Who do you think the security guy is gonna have more fun gawking at?
He wouldn't look at us. We're like children skipping school.
Oh, those children are so hot.
How many men do you need to see outed as sex offenders before you start seeing there's a trend?
You know what? Pick for me, Nicole. Lead the way.
I always wonder if the big gaudy security tags are for show.
They don't even reorganize the CDs. How am I supposed to find this?
You're at FYE. What the fuck do you expect?
Acknowledgement of the alphabet?
Don't you have the songs on your iTouch? What do you even want a CD for?
Collection. You put them on a shelf somewhere. Look at my CDs.
Who's gonna want to look at your CD collection other than you?
Guys who want me bad? See, they think they can manipulate me by pretending to care about my taste in music, but I'm actually manipulating them into learning about my favorite artists.
When all along...
I have no intention of fucking them in the first place.
That's genius.
Why is Flaming Lips in the M section? Wait, what is Flaming Lips?
Shitty.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
Can you hurry up? I feel like we're 20 seconds away from a guy in a Spitfire shirt asking us what bands we like.
Oh, just found it. So how do we sneak it out?
Say that again, but just as loud so everyone in the store can hear.
I don't do this all the time, Nicole.
College stuff and major in shoplifting. Quick, come on.
Oh my god, that was such a rush.
Yeah, spending money's for posers.
Oh, it'll sound so good on my dad's stereo, too.
I don't think I've ever heard a single person say stereo without dad in front of it.
Well, yeah, stereos are for old people without iPods.
Do you think we'll ever end up old people with iPods?
Ew, I don't want to think about being old.
Yeah, I'd probably kill myself before that happens anyway.
If you do, can you, like, leave a note on how you killed yourself, in case I want to do it too?
Dude, yeah, what are friends for?
Yeah, because my mom was telling me about the Zodiac Killer, and I don't think anyone's gonna go out that cool again.
Oh, is he the guy with the symbol notes?
Oh my god, yeah!
It would be cool to go out like that. Think about it. Some infamous shadowy figure kills you and then writes to the news in code about how hot it was when you died.
You probably say that about every girl he kills.
Yeah, no, that's true. If he doesn't specifically say I'm his hottest victim, then fuck off. He can kill someone else.
I get that. Do you think we're crazy for wanting that?
No, we're just hot. These are hot girl problems.
Totally. Should we leave before we get caught, or...
Yeah, let's go to the Chrome Diner.
Oh, God.
Since one of the scanners here?
Looks like the jig is up, girls.
God damn it!
Caught over stealing a $12.99 CD. I hope it was worth it. What band did you like so much, huh?
He's not wearing a Spitfire shirt.
Dude, the CD was hers. She brought it from home to trade in.
With the price label and security tag still on it?
She collects, right?
Yeah, they lose collector's value if you take those off.
You girls are gonna need a better story than that.
Well, do you want the truth?
Of course.
See, we saw you standing guard over there looking so strong. We kind of wanted an excuse to get arrested, right?
We have a thing for handcuffs.
Just being tossed around by an aggro man in uniform, being bad can have some good payoff sometimes.
Is there something you girls would like me to know?
Yeah, actually, we want you to know your wife doesn't need to know.
Totally. Your wife is probably such a bitch when you come home, but we're two hot girls with no expectations at all.
Huh. Well, my wife is a bitch cunt whore who I'm killing first if I ever get fired.
And see, that doesn't scare us off at all.
Yeah, you're dangerous. We want you more now.
You want to just forget about the CD and hang out somewhere? Topgolf just opened.
Fuck Topgolf. Let's go to the Super 8.
You're so naughty.
How old are you girls anyway?
Well, we're a package deal, so 34.
34 divided by 2, that's, hold on.
Shh, you're a cop. You don't need to know math.
So what if we're a little young? No one needs to know.
Yeah, take us to Cancun where we're legal.
I got a place where I'd really like to take you.
Thailand?
Downtown.
Shit! Over fucking MSI CD?
You minors thought you could pull a fast one on me, huh? Though I will admit, you both look very mature for 13.
13?
And they let you have a gun?
We can't all be algebra experts.
What the hell is this again?
The school's sex addict rehab program.
Lexapro. I need Lexapro.
Just because we flirted with that guy?
I know. We get the one male cop who isn't a pedophile.
Is that our silver lining?
Maybe the mall cop snitching to the truancy officer is. It's a little entertaining to see what kids we know here.
Oh, hey! Didn't know you guys had to go here, too.
Is this surprising?
No. No, it's not.
Hello? Earth to Nicole!
Oh my god, make him go away.
Jeffrey, how does a guy who sounds like a cartoon also have a sex addiction problem?
Can those not be together?
Do you get turned on by the paperclip guy in Microsoft Office?
Sorry, I'm a Mac user. Is that why you're here?
Yeah, Jacka, is that why you're here?
Oh my god, totally. Every time he pops up, I just want to rub against him.
Rub against him? Ugh, that's so... Ugh, sorry. Last week we covered how to avoid sharing inappropriate thoughts with other girls.
No kidding. A whole lesson?
Yeah, is that why you're here?
Well, if I shared why I'm here, then I'd be relapsing.
Come on, we all need to relapse every now and then.
Are you peer pressuring me?
More like peer helping you. My Valium ran out a couple months ago, but this morning I took so much of my mom's Valium, I can't even feel my lungs when I breathe in. I'm just zen.
Yeah, and zen's a good-ass fucking feeling, Jeffrey.
Okay, fine. I was in the after-school gaming club, playing Jak and Daxter on the PS2, and,
What a setup for this.
Yeah, so I'm playing it, and no one else was around, and I just kind of felt like, you know, feeling around down there.
Yeah?
Well, one thing led to another, and before I knew it, I was out in the open touching with one hand while the other was still playing Jack and Daxter.
You jacked off to Jack and Daxter?
What? No, I didn't do it to Jack and Daxter. I did it while playing Jack and Daxter.
And you finished and everything?
Don't ask that.
I wasn't trying to do that. I just spaced out, and eventually the club sponsor walked in on me. So I had to go here or else they'd expel me.
You really put the Jack in Jack and Daxter, huh?
So you're doing it, and what's Jack and Daxter doing? He's just running around?
They were running around. Jack and Daxter's two separate characters, Jekka.
So you just told two girls how you got off to a video game, but you're more concerned if we know the characters in the video game.
Yeah?
Why would you do that to a game for little kids?
It's T for teen.
So was this a group thing? Did Daxter Jack too?
I never played Jack 2. I wouldn't know.
We need to get the fuck out of here.
What are you talking about? He's probably the worst one here. Everyone else should be cool.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. Please make these urges go away. My cousin is not hot. My cousin is not hot.
Okay, we need to get the fuck out of here.
I wish we could walk out, but the principal's watching the door so hard.
I think we're gonna need a distraction. Huh. Hey, Kelly.
What's up, Nicole?
Jeffrey was just telling me how he wants to shove his face in your boobs.
What?
Well, hey, I didn't say that.
Oh my god, Jeffrey, don't lie. The first step is admitting you have a problem.
If you were attractive, I'd immediately let you, but you're just another ugly stalker.
Yeah, keep it in your pants for once, Jeffrey.
If I wasn't in a relationship with Jesus now, I would hurt you so bad.
Okay, please don't.
But then he said that you were way cuter and less slutty than Ari.
Oh my god, that's actually really sweet. Thank you, Jeffrey. I'd still never fuck you in a million years.
Same.
Oh, so you think you can just talk shit about me?
Bitch, don't be jealous.
Bitch, I don't get jealous of sluts.
Yeah, Ari, I'm not a slut anymore, okay? I have a relationship with God and Jesus now.
Is that who told you to sell your ass for an iPod Nano last week?
Damn.
Not even a video one?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Face it, bitch. Jesus is a pimp, and born-again virgins like you are his army of hoes.
Hey, guys, let's settle down and try to be at least halfway respectful here.
Why don't you fuck off and finish last, virgin?
You had it coming, Jeff.
Oh, now you have beef with Jeffrey?
Sorry, didn't mean to insult your future customers.
Do you actually want to fucking fight right now?
Bitch, I brought a knife to school. Don't even try me.
Yeah, right. What are you gonna do with that?
Stab you and watch the skeet pour out?
Not if I choke you first.
I'll spit in your face.
I'll spit in your mouth.
I'll like it.
What is happening?
Shh.
Will you spit in mine back?
I'll bite your bottom lip and make you fucking bleed.
Promise to kiss me after? No.
No!
Help me, Jesus. Help me. It's not love. It's just lust. It's not love. It's just lust.
What the fuck?
Okay, girls, break it up!
Oh, now you stop them.
One phone call and I can lock you both into a real rehab program.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Really thought I'd seen it all here.
I don't want to think about sex for the rest of the month.
No, yeah, for sure.
God, imagine being those girls.
For a week, it'd be kind of fun. You want to be sexed up abusive lesbians?
Fuck no.
Why not?
Because you'd be doing all the abusing.
Oh, like what?
Just weird shit? You'd like... put a cigarette out of my neck and lick the burn mark.
So you want to try it?
No!
Fine, whatever. You never told me that Ari girl was so ghetto.
Ari's not fucking ghetto. She's like the whitest girl I ever met.
She had a knife on her.
Because she was a Girl Scout. It's just a pocket knife.
They don't have pocket knives in the ghetto?
Nicole, trust me. She's kissed her brother on the lips white.
Hello, girls. We're not talking about kissing, are we?
No.
It's all right. I'm your counselor. You can trust me with anything.
No, I was just telling her how white some girl is.
Now, that sounds like it might be name-calling. You remember our bullying assembly last year, correct?
Why are you, here?
I was informed that you both attended the sexual addiction rehab meeting yesterday and just wanted to follow up with you.
Oh no, it wasn't that deep. We just flirted with a cop.
How deep was it then?
You really get paid to fucking work here, don't you?
I'm certainly sensing a lot of hormonal tension from the two of you. As always, if you'd like to explore these urges, my office is right around the corner.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Teachers are broke, right?
I think so. Why?
If he has a part-time job as a mall cop, we could really use this to our advantage.
No way I'm ever doing that again.
What if he had a part-time job as security for an MSI concert?
I'd practice flirting in the mirror to get in for free.
Are there no limits with you?
Bitch, you have no limits. You want to put a cigarette out on my neck.
Oh, whatever.
So, are you going to class this time, or what are you doing?
For this week's assignment, let's really open the floor of creativity. In the medium of newsprint and charcoal pencil, we're gonna draw a few characters.
We're gonna draw a newspaper?
It's like newspaper without the ink.
What the fuck did my mom pay a $50 supply fee for if we're drawing on newspaper?
Yeah, isn't that cheaper than printer paper?
It's not cheaper, it's just specialized. Art classes are here to remind you you're special.
So are homeless people special when they eat out of the garbage?
Your minds are special.
Is he calling us special ed?
I guess we are if we took this class.
And with the medium of newsprint and charcoal pencils, we'll be drawing characters. Any characters you'd like. These characters could tell a story, show how you feel, portray a social cause. Anything you feel is worth the time to draw.
Can my characters murder bitches?
Be mindful that anything we do in this class must be school appropriate.
Can my characters be the gym teacher trying to molest us?
Nicole?
What? It's in school.
I think you're all smart enough to know what pushes the envelope. It's your first assignment. Just play it safe. Any other questions?
Are we allowed to just draw people hanging out?
Of course, though it might not be the strongest test of your creativity. Think, why are they hanging out? What purpose brought them all together to hang out?
Bitches and shit.
If there are no further questions, I'll hand you your papers and we can begin.
This is gonna suck ass.
Yeah.
I'm sensing some negativity over here, girls.
It's negative to think your class is a waste of time?
That's not negative, it's just accurate.
Yeah, like you're gonna fail us if we're bad at drawing.
I'll fail you if you're bad at giving effort.
So there's no tangible achievement in this class. That's fucking stupid.
Watch the language.
Watch The Office.
The Office? The TV show?
Yeah, it's for people who aren't funny. You'll love it.
Hey, I like The Office.
So yeah, why do we have to draw and paint? It's our last year of high school.
You're never too old for creativity.
We don't know what we're doing. We're just finger painting with brushes.
Well, if you put the effort in, maybe you'll learn what you're doing. Or maybe I'll have to fail you for the year.
No, I'll do it. It's just dumb as shit. Next terrorist attack better be in art school.
Yes, and Nicole, can I trust you'll participate?
Can I trust the housing market?
Your friend's doing it, why not join her?
Because she wants to go to college and shit. I just want to hang out and get fucked up.
Respectable.
So you won't be participating?
Nope.
Then maybe you could serve as my teaching assistant for the year.
And what's that entail?
Cleaning brushes, organizing supplies, and posting to our MySpace pages.
Why would you put any of this on MySpace?
Online networking is the future. What if one of you kids went viral and spun a career out of it? Have you heard of Owl Town?
You mean Owl City?
Either way, in the arts, we embrace the future. And MySpace is that future. Welcome aboard, Nicole.
Oh my god.
Is that excitement I hear?
Fine, I'll do you a little baby drawing, okay?
To the best of your ability?
Oh yeah, you'll see.
Your hand's covered in that weird charcoal stuff.
Yeah, I wash my hands for like 2 minutes. It doesn't come off.
Damn, art sucks. I'm so glad I'm not in it. Do you like drawing or whatever?
No, I was just randomly placed in it. The kids who actually wanted to be there are so annoying, too.
I like taking art class. Mr. Lori's the best.
See?
No, I see.
See what?
I gotta work on my lab. I'll see you later, Nicole.
What about me?
God, I drew for an hour, and then in 2 days, I'll have to draw for another hour.
What's so bad about drawing?
Jeffrey, just do the lab.
Well, no, what's wrong with it? Or do you not like Mr. Lori?
Both.
Oh, I wish more people understood him. He's been through a lot this year in his home life.
How would you know? He's a teacher. They don't tell us anything.
I have lunch in his classroom because no one sits with me in the cafeteria. We talk about a bunch of stuff, like his house foreclosing and his wife cheating on him and...
Wait. Cheated on him? With who?
It was, I think this might have been private. I don't know if I should tell you.
No, come on.
I can't.
Come on, Jeffrey. Don't you want to make me happy?
Yeah.
So you go ahead and tell me, okay?
It was the UPS man.
Holy shit.
What?
From teacher to mailman? He's so bad of a husband that she's fucking down.
You're not gonna tell anyone, are you?
Jeffrey, don't you trust me?
Okay, I trust you.
Thank you. She's fucking down?
Yeah, he's pathetic, right?
What if she's just really ugly? When you're ugly, all you can do is fuck down.
Yeah, but she still cheated. It takes a lot for an ugly woman to cheat.
Oh, totally. Mr. Lori had to have been into some terrible shit.
But what, though?
Sup, bitches.
Who invited you?
Me, motherfucker. You guys want to go to the fair with me this weekend?
The fair?
Yeah, with, like, games and shit.
Is it 1920? Why would I go to the fair?
Yeah, we have internet and Xanax. Fuck the fair.
What's so bad about old stuff? 1920 is a cool year.
You would like a year where rape was legal.
Rape was not legal in 1920.
In practice, it was.
God, shut up. There's cool shit to do there. They don't even card you. Honestly, it's your loss.
Hey, whoa, what's going on? Chill with the yelling.
Leave me alone, bro. Don't be a bitch. Don't make me fight you.
Dude, what? Don't be lame right now.
Why are you still here?
Me?
No, both of you.
I was just trying to, like, he was kind of going at you.
We're not gonna fuck either of you.
Oh, whatever then.
Yeah, no,
They literally do that every week.
Speaking of every week, are you still watching Real Housewives Atlanta?
Nah, I got tired of it.
Is it bad now?
No, just every commercial on Bravo is like, guess which celebrity's gay? We got him this time. It's annoying. For the gay channel, it's kind of homophobic.
Yeah, I only watch at midnight when they're selling Girls Gone Wild and Enzyte.
Do you think they pay well?
Who, Bravo?
No, Girls Gone Wild.
There's my artist. Hello, girls.
Oh, God.
Let's keep the conversations to inside the classroom.
Oh, I won't be long. I just wanted to compliment your effort today, Nicole. At first apprehensive, but then sinking your teeth into the assignment more than anyone. Good showing.
Thanks, Mr. Lori.
I look forward to the final product. Beautiful girls make beautiful pictures. Right, girls?
When it's a mirror photo.
I'll see you on Thursday, Nicole.
What a fucking weirdo. What's his problem?
I think he's a tiny bit into you.
Cool, another child predator.
You've literally said that about every guy teacher here.
Well, it's literally true. You still have a dad, so they don't go for you as much.
Really?
Yeah, sexual father figure is like top 5 male fantasies, right after murder.
Oh, and if they hook up with you, there's no angry dad to kick their ass over it.
Exactly. So you could be prettier, but I'm way more desirable.
I've had my fair share of guy teachers flirt with me, I just don't jump to all of them wanting sex.
Well, no, not all of them. Just like 90%.
That high?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like 90% of men have the urge to sexually murder teenage girls. Anyone who opposes that is probably like some ugly white guy who gets mad at video games.
Is that a thing?
I wonder if Jamie Lynn had that baby yet.
Excuse me, Nicole? First week of school and your friends are already pregnant.
No, Mom. Jamie Lynn Spears?
I don't care who her parents are. I don't want you hanging around girls who make bad decisions.
A little late for that.
This is a new year and I want you to start it off right.
As if I did last year wrong?
Oh, let me count the ways. Far too many for a number.
Yeah, right. Name one incident.
The time you dated your gym teacher?
I needed money, that doesn't count.
Then how about when you caused a boy to get locked in the psych ward?
It's not my fault I'm beautiful, Mom.
I didn't know it was common for beautiful girls to ask for a gallon of their partner's blood.
If they're beautiful and hot, absolutely.
Okay, then explain the time you set a Palmia flag on fire in the cafeteria.
It was funny. Honestly, answer that for all of them.
It's excuse after excuse. You're driving me crazy with your bullshit, Nicole!
I just got the fuck home. Can we do this later?
Another excuse! Get your shit together and we won't have this problem!
What shit? I'm fine!
Stop lying, quit shoplifting, don't talk back to your teachers, and fix your fucking drug problem!
What drug problem? What are you talking about?
Stay out of my medicine cabinet, Nicole.
Mom, you are so fucking paranoid right now!
Am I? You wouldn't mind if I looked in your backpack, would you?
I would mind, but you wouldn't find shit anyway.
Cause you did it all at school, right?
What is this, the Salem Ho trials?
You have two options, Nicole. Live by the rules of society or live on the goddamn street. Right now, your schoolwork is the only thing keeping you here.
You wouldn't kick me out.
I can do whatever I want.
Except find a good husband, right?
Shut your fucking mouth!
The MILF window's closing, Mom.
Oh, I want to hit you so bad right now. Where's my Valium?
Top shelf on the left.
Why do guys say we when they talk about football teams?
Hold on.
What are you drawing? Can I see?
No, not yet. Surprise.
I don't know what you're drawing for this class, but it better be really good if you care this much.
We're graded on effort.
I wonder if art studios hire based on effort.
Oh,
I
just finished my drawing.
What'd you draw?
Bitches getting killed. Women dying is cool.
You should move when you graduate.
Unfortunately, the deadline for your character drawings has come. I will now walk around to provide feedback and collect your artwork. Jekka?
Oh, here.
Care to explain the piece to me?
It's me and Ryan Scheckler at the Warped Tour.
Ryan Scheckler?
Yep, bitch, he's sexy.
That's an unblockable character in Tony Hawk. He's not even real.
You are really fucking stupid.
Watch the language, Nicole.
Fuck, sorry. I mean, shit, sorry. I mean, whatever.
Now, I'm very interested to see yours.
Are you sure?
You worked hard on it. Let's share it with the class.
If you say so.
This is... What is this?
Oh, it's a picture of you killing yourself while your wife blows the UPS man.
What? How? Where'd you get this information?
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Was it FedEx?
This isn't funny, Nicole.
I think it's pretty funny.
Insubordination, inappropriate imagery, and sexual harassment of faculty. I'll let Principal Lin handle you.
I'm sorry, sexual harassment?
That's precisely what this is.
There's nothing sexy about you, it's just regular harassment. This bitch better have some Valium left.
Expelled?
Guess not.
I told you you were on thin ice, and what'd you go and do?
What the fuck are you talking about?
You really think they'd refer you to the board for expulsion without giving me a phone call?
The fuck you mean expelled? I got suspended, thank you.
Suspended indefinitely!
Yeah, indefinitely. Meaning not definite, like not for sure.
Meaning until they know what to do with you. That's how much trouble you're in!
Fucking whatever. It's not a big deal, Mom. They always threaten this.
And what if they follow through?
I don't know. It's not even your problem. Just fuck off.
So I take it you're not my problem either.
Definitely not.
Fine. As of tonight, you no longer live here.
What?
You heard me. Pack your shit, get out of my house.
Go drink some wine. You're such a bitch when you're sober.
Get the fuck out of my house!
Are you serious right now? Like, come on.
Should I call the police?
You know what? Do it. God damn it. Hurry up. I texted like 5 minutes ago.
Okay, what the hell is going on?
Do you still have that futon in your basement?
Yeah, it's covered in dried Mr. Pibb, but yeah.
I guess that's fine. Can I sleep here?
Tonight?
No, bitch, tomorrow.
Are you really getting expelled over that drawing? That's bullshit. Just tell your mom that.
I'm done telling my mom anything. She can rot in a tanning bed for all I care.
Well, you're gonna rot in the street if you don't work it out with her.
Dude, you have a house. Just let me stay with you.
If it was my house, you could stay all you want, but it's my parents' house. Mom will get pissed. Dad'll probably hit on you. It'll be weird.
Okay, so you and your dad against her. That's perfect. Let me stay.
No, Nicole. Like, I wish I could help, but I don't know.
Well, can you at least give me all the fruit roll-ups in your kitchen?
I'll be right back.
Wonder which mall has the softest benches. Those are the worst benches ever. It's like they don't want homeless customers.
Damn, Nicole, you're here early.
Yeah, you too. What for?
Just buying something.
Buying what?
Are you a cop?
Bitch, do I look like a cop?
Yeah, just waiting for Kyler. He's supposed to sell me his oxy.
He's got a lot, right?
Totally. These dumbass white guys break their legs and turn into pharmacies.
I'd buy more from him, but then I'd have to give him my phone number.
No, you don't. MySpace. Make a ghost account.
A ghost account?
Or they call it a burner or a puppet. Basically an account separate from you, where you do illegal shit.
Oh, I think I already have one of those.
What do you use it for?
Stalking people who blocked me.
Kind of a waste. You add the right people, you can buy anything on there. Drugs, guns, ass, whatever.
Drugs, guns, and ass. And the cops aren't tracking that?
No, they're old ass cops. They can't figure that shit out.
Cool. Yeah, this is good to hear because my mom kicked me out yesterday. I should buy something to forget about this shit.
Are you couch surfing or straight up homeless?
Homeless straight up. I slept on a bench last night.
Damn. Well, go make some money on MySpace.
But I don't have any drugs or guns to sell.
You know what I meant.
Ugh, I don't know if I'm ready to be a MySpace escort.
Have you never thought about it before?
No, I think about it every week. I just never thought I'd have this crossroad in high school.
Shit happens, dude. I wouldn't think any less of you.
Yeah, but would I think less of myself?
Yo, what's up? I got the shit.
Where the fuck were you?
Places? I got shit to do. I'm not some drug addict like you.
They're not for me. They're for my boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend? I don't even want to sell this to you anymore.
Are you kidding me? I got 100 for the bottle right here.
110.
You said 100 on MySpace, asshole.
Yeah, but you didn't say you had a boyfriend.
Fuck me. Okay, 110, here.
Thanks. And let me know when you're single.
Let me know when you're not.
What?
Have fun, Nicole.
I'll try.
Gotta get home before Mind of Mencia comes on.
Kyler, can I have a pill? I don't have a boyfriend.
Panhandling pills? What are you, homeless?
No.
Oh, good. Yeah, you could have one, because I fucking hate the homeless.
Okay.
Seriously, like a lot of politicians just say that, but I actually want homeless people exterminated off the planet.
Yeah, that's an opinion.
Like, the only way they could contribute to our society is by jumping into meat grinders so we have something to feed farm animals.
Give me the fucking pill!
Whoa, fine. Are you like an addict?
You could say that.
Sweet, yeah. Drug addict girls are hot because they're really easy to control.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Oh, I think Mind of Mencia is starting soon.
Oh, you're right. I gotta go.
Okay, I gotta figure something out.
Okay, so welcome to FYE.
I thought it was Phi.
No. FYE, it's an abbreviation. I'm Kelly, I'll be your manager.
Yeah, we go to school together.
Do we? I don't think we've properly met.
Are you fucking with me?
Okay, Nicole, that language is okay amongst coworkers, but not in front of the customers. So, first training question, what does FYE stand for?
For your excitement?
Try again.
For your ejaculation?
No, that's our adult video branch.
For your entertainment?
Good. But not only are the products for the customer's entertainment, it's also the store experience.
Are you saying we gotta flirt with the customers?
If you wanna sell that rewards program.
Is that optional?
Sell it once a month or else you're fired.
Oh, and after hours, am I allowed to sleep in the break room?
I mean, I don't care, but the regional manager might.
I can close every night. Even the days I'm not working, I'll just show up to close.
Dang, really? Yeah, do whatever you want then, go-getter.
And do you drug test?
No. It's an FYE, not a hospital.
This is gonna be sick.
Glad to hear. Let's go out on the floor so I can show you how it's done.
Okay, we're just opening, so some customers are gonna show soon. Remember the four steps to the register?
Greet, compliment, help, entertain.
Oh my god, good memory.
I try, because I have to now.
Oh, customer, watch this. Hey, welcome to FYE. I'm Kelly.
Oh, yeah, hey.
Nice shirt, by the way.
Thanks. Yeah, most people were kind of down on this Guns N' Roses.
Really? I thought it was even better than the first movie.
Movie?
So you looking for anything in particular?
Some DVD box sets for a road trip.
Oh, yeah, collections are right over here. But you gotta pick the right one or you're in for a miserable drive.
Yeah, really?
My ex-boyfriend picked the most boring movies. That's why I'm single now.
Oh man, sorry to hear. What a mistake.
And the difference between this and whoring myself out on MySpace is...
I wonder if this place has anime. Nicole?
Hi, welcome to FYE.
I didn't know you worked here.
Well, now you do. By the way, nice, damn.
Nice what?
Compliment. You don't look like a regular rapist.
Thanks.
So are you looking for anything?
Well, actually, I wandered in here under the assumption there would be anime DVDs.
Cool.
Do you have any?
No, we don't carry anime, so sorry, you're gonna have to leave.
Leave? But why?
You're just gross. You look like you were breastfed till you were 8.
What? You're just saying that because of my breast milk fetish.
Oh, now you really have to leave.
But...
Nicole, welcome to FYE. I'm Kelly.
Hello.
I like your shirt, dude. Really funny.
Oh, thanks. My mom got it for me at Target.
That's really hot.
What brings you here today?
Anime.
So, we only have a few anime DVDs, but you can look at them on that back shelf.
Oh, okay. I could browse for a moment.
And I'll be with you in just a sec.
Nicole, could I have a word with you in the break room?
Okay, I get a redo. That was a psycho customer.
Sure, he was a little off, but you can't just insult the customers like that. You saw how I handled him.
Yeah, but you didn't see the other weird shit about his breast milk fetish.
Nicole, we're in the business of sales. If the customer says he has a breast milk fetish, you tell that bitch to drink up.
That's insane.
That's customer service.
He won't remember what he bought. But he will remember telling the pretty girl working at FYE about breast milk and her being totally cool with it.
I don't get it. Is this Hooters?
Basically. But instead of wings, we sell DVDs. And instead of a boob job, you get a lip ring.
Why the hell did I get a job? This is just as degrading as selling my body on MySpace.
You can do that?
Hell yeah. Emily told me. It's on the internet, so the cops don't track it.
I've been having sex for free this whole time. You're telling me I could have got paid for it?
Yeah, you wanna try it with me? Fuck this place, let's quit.
I'm the manager, remember?
So you get a lanyard, big deal.
This lanyard means I make $9.25 an hour, plus discounts, plus benefits.
Yeah, you're kinda set for life here. How long do we have to work before they give us the lip ring?
We don't give you one, you just get it yourself. Oh. Well, I quit then. Okay, it was nice working with you. Yeah, good luck.
God, MySpace sucks on the phone. How do I make a new account?
Oh shit, what's up?
Hey, what's good? I didn't know you drink coffee. Do you need to be somewhere?
I don't need to be anywhere. It just tastes good. Are you still homeless?
Basically. I'm trying to use the Starbucks Wi-Fi right now.
Did you try what I told you about?
No, I'm making the account for it now, though. What should my name be?
I mean, something that just lets people know you're down, honestly.
Gotcha. How about Dirty Little Rental?
Little Slutty.
All right, what about Pierced Princess?
I like the innuendo, super cute, but really emo.
I got shit to be emo about, don't I?
Yeah, true. But that's probably already taken, so put X's in the name.
Okay, XX Pierced Princess XX. It's available.
There you go. Damn, you went from, like, hesitant to making awesome screen names. What happened over the week?
Like, I just came to grips with the fact that when you're pretty, retail and escorting make you feel equally disgusting.
Yeah, either way, you deal with hideous people against your will.
So who do I add? How do I even know they're around here?
There's one guy who's pretty much connected with everybody in the area. You add one, then the others start hitting you up.
What's his name?
Cream Pie Casanova 420.
Yeah, I see him here. Added.
So when he accepts, just PM him and he'll shut you out.
Cool, but how does it work? I don't have a car.
When you're selling favors, they usually come to you. And if you let them pay you in drugs, you get way more for your time.
Have you done this before?
I'm on there, but I never sold favors. My friends in Laurel have, though.
Damn, there's some white trash in Laurel, too. Would they get paid in drugs?
Yeah, but only because they had people to sell to. Anyway, I gotta go. Good luck with the Wi-Fi.
God, this is sketchy. I guess if one of them kills me, it'll make my mom mad.
You know, for 2 weeks of being homeless, you don't really look that homeless.
What, do you think everybody homeless wears a barrel with suspenders?
No, but you're still so, like, clean and put together. The homeless dudes on the bus are covered in dried spit and Burlington Coat Factory.
A lot of the guys let me crash, use their shower, everything.
Guys that you're meeting on...
On MySpace, yeah.
I never thought I'd ask this not as an insult, but how's being a whore going?
Escort?
Or that. Whatever means money for sex.
On MySpace, we don't call it sex. We call it favors.
So, what are the guys like? Are they really weird?
Well, they're buying favors, so obviously, but the actual doing it isn't even the worst part. It's after.
What, is it awkward?
So after they finish, depending on the guy, you get this wide range of emotions from wanting to save you to wanting to kill you.
What's in the middle?
Wanting you to get out before their wife comes home.
They're married? What if they get you pregnant, Nicole?
There's upper favors and lower favors. I don't do lower favors. Those are for ugly girls.
Shit. What do they pay if you're not giving it all up?
There's not really a number, because I usually trade for drugs. Guys into this are like pharmacies.
That better be some awesome shit if you're not getting paid.
Oh, it is. I probably did $1,000 in free pills this week.
They're not free if you're doing favors for them.
Let's not get that deep.
But you're only doing this because you're homeless.
For real?
What I'm saying is being a regular hoe for actual cash would be better than where you are right now. Then you could get your own place, maybe.
No shit. I ask for drugs because I can't do this sober. I can't beg sober, I can't starve sober, and I definitely can't fuck a stranger sober.
Yeah, but why not go to a women's shelter or something?
You can't have drugs in a women's shelter, which is the last place you want to be sober in.
I guess, it's just a month ago I couldn't imagine you doing this. I could never do this, it's so gross.
Well, a month ago I wasn't homeless. But when your mom kicks you out and your friend won't let you stay with her, that kind of forces you to do shit you wouldn't normally do.
Are you trying to guilt me right now?
I don't need to try.
I gave you fruit roll-ups. What do you want from me?
This is so much easier than phone MySpace. Let's see. I can only pay in cash if that's okay. Shit. I guess I have enough on me to get me through it. Also, please keep this to yourself. I have a high-profile career and don't want this getting around. High-profile means rich. And rich means blackmail money.
but I can't hold up a camera phone in his face for the proof.
Nicole, you're not allowed to use MySpace on the library computers.
Karen, right? Do you know how to set up a timed photo on the Sidekick?
The phone? Don't change the subject. I'm the librarian assistant. You're gonna get me in trouble.
Why can't we use MySpace?
It's not an educational website.
I learned how to break into a car on MySpace. How is that not educational?
Rules are rules, Nicole. You need to log off now.
Log off? I gotta reply to this. Dude, can you just act like a hot bitch for once?
But I'm not a hot bitch.
No, your glasses are cute.
Just cute, though.
Did I say cute? I meant hot. Like, sex for free hot.
I don't know. I feel kind of nerdy wearing them, but contacts hurt my eyes.
Nerdy? No, they're, like, really distinctive in a hot way. You could, like, be in Playboy with a quadratic formula tramp stamp.
Tramp stamp? Like the back tattoo?
Yeah, dudes could study it while hitting you doggy and shit.
I'm allergic to dogs.
Christ, whatever. Karen, do you see what I'm saying? You're a hot bitch. Act like one.
What are hot bitches supposed to act like?
Hot bitches aren't worried about losing their depressing unpaid internship at the local library.
Well, I guess you can use the computer for 5 more minutes, but then you really gotta log off.
Close enough. So how do I do a timed photo?
Okay, so you go to the camera section, do new capture, then go over to flash and exposure settings.
Okay, that camera angle should be good. Where is this guy? And I wonder how rich he's gonna be. He could be like a basketball player, or Steve Jobs, or the guy who invented Adderall. Oh, I think that's him. It's so dark, he probably can't even recognize me. Hey, you weren't looking for favors, were you?
Guilty as charged, pierced princess.
What the fuck? You're not rich, you're Mr. Lori!
Oh, God!
You work at a school and you're on that part of MySpace?
Nicole, please don't! Oh, no!
That's why your wife left you! You kept paying for ass on the internet! Emily, come out here!
Damn, I was hoping you were the guy from Transformers.
What was this?
We thought you were gonna be a celebrity, so Nicole had me hide with her camera phone.
Oh, two witnesses! Why not just use the self-timer?
I couldn't figure it out.
How long have you been doing this?
Girls, please! I'm just very anxious!
I popped 3 Xans and I'm still freaking out! How'd you think I feel?
No, come on, let's work something out here.
Like what?
No, fuck that! This dude got me expelled! He ruined my life!
I'm sorry, Nicole, just... please don't tell anyone about this.
You better pay up then.
Starting at 1,000 each.
But on a teacher's salary and my house payment.
Your house was foreclosed. What do you gotta worry about?
Bitch, take a loan out.
Yeah, ask your wife for that UPS money.
All right, fine. Fine. I'll go to the ATM if you promise to just not tell anyone.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, trust me. We won't tell a soul. You know damn well we told after we got the money. I told Jekka. Jekka showed the photo to Miss Lin. Miss Lin informed the school board, and the school board deemed his accusation of me unreliable because he pays for sex. My mom got a call from the principal saying I'm back in school, so I'm not homeless anymore either. Everything just kind of worked out. Aside from all the trauma I got from selling my body, but whatever. Jekka was worried he'd get revenge on me because I snitched. You know, cardinal street rule. But honestly, street rules don't really exist when you're actually living on the street. Everyone's gonna have an opinion on what I did to survive. But let's see you homeless with no one to crash with. Those upper favors are gonna start sounding real convenient. Then again, you're probably not as pretty as me, so you'd only get paid for lower favors. Bend over, bitch.